you and the Minister for Housing around the role of the banks in contributing towards redress for the affected families in this scandal. And I recall one exchange in the National Convention Centre when the Dáil was sitting there, when you looked puzzled at the fact that banks, who are the mortgage lenders, whose assets would be reduced to zero with houses that are impacted by defective blocks, would have their assets restored to full market value with the help of the state. And the bank were not being asked to play any role in any of that. But worse than that, that they weren't making a financial contribution, they have not assisted families to restructure their loans or to even write down debt. And actually, the role of the banks, I can only speak of authority about my home county of Donegal, is absolutely shameful. Right up to this moment that I speak, families who need help from their banks to navigate this crisis, to rebuild their lives, haven't been helped. Yet you are not proposing a levy on the banking sector to assist with this crisis. You're not even asking them to help the families who are affected, based on a recent response I got from the Minister for Housing. That's just shocking. Shocking. If we look at the scandals from the pyrite that affected the families in North Leinster and Dublin, through to this defective block crisis, which is pyrrhotite, mica and pyrite in the west of Ireland, and growing numbers of counties, it's estimated 13, 14 counties are affected now at this stage. And of course, the tens of thousands of people in houses, apartments and duplexes who were failed by the Celtic Tiger greed and recklessness and the defects there. Nobody has been brought to